11 rand 40 against Aussie dollar 15 cents against Japanese yen. Tony Murise, SBM Africa, Economy Analyst.
It's Raza FM, just taking care of business.
The APSA Business Agility Series is proudly brought to you by APSA. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity.
Now, if you've just tuned in, we are taking care of business on Rise FM, and joining us on this week's edition of APSA Agility is, as usual, the bank's managing executive in Mpumalanga and KwaZulu-Natal, Ronnie Mbatsane. Welcome once again, Ronnie, to the show.
Thank you so much, Zingisa, and thank you to your listeners, and appreciate this opportunity again to share some of the stories in this challenging period of our life.
Now, Ronnie, as you've alluded to, many businesses, especially small businesses, have suffered from the negative impact of the pandemic and the lockdown regulations. Now, how has APSA stepped in to assist?
We have done a whole lot of reliefs in the space of a short a period, where we assembled a team that looked after the liquidity of the customers in the bank. We realized very, very early that most of the customers are not going to be in operation with regards to their businesses, especially on the hard lockdown. So we've created payment relief that help businesses, you know, stay afloat within this period. And not only that, but we've also created platforms for businesses, you know, to talk to our specialists and also to our bankers to give them insights with regards to how they can actually survive this changing period.
Mm. And I understand this evening we're joined by a business owner who has also benefited from APSA's assistance. Could you do us the honor of introducing him to us?
No, thank you so much. We are actually very excited to have Ubudusi and Una, the founder of C and the CEO of Siyakhulisa Trading Enterprise, a logistics company in Kinross, and mainly transporting, you know, bulk commodities and chemical substances. He is a very loyal customer, has a lot of fleet in our space with 120, you know, cars. Being looked after by our banker in the secunda environment, Sivakami, we are extremely proud of the business and where they've actually come from. You know, founded the business with their dad at an early age, you know, moving from chicken farming right up to the transport business. So very excited to hear his story today, and we're looking forward to, for him to share his insights.
Thank you so much, Ronnie. Now, Vusi Nkuna is on the line. Welcome to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM, Vusi.
Thank you so much, my sister. Thank you.
Now, could you just tell us a bit about yourself and your business?
All right. My name is Vusi Nkuna. Born in Springs, Gauteng. Raised there. My father was a truck driver for PFG in Pittington. So that's where the inspiration of trucking is coming from. It's a trading enterprise based in Kinross, and we are doing the trucking and logistics for Sasol, Eskom, Anglo, and Exxaro.
So, Vusi, you obviously mentioned that some of the inspiration comes from the fact that your father was in the trucking business. But maybe for the benefit of our listeners, what does your business do exactly, and how does it add value to your customer?
So, we currently doing e-logistics for mines, and we also do for cross-border work for chemical salt, bringing in product from Botswana into South Africa, and then also transporting fuel and oil. So with tankers, yeah, we've got a fleet of tankers that are transporting energy for Sasol. So mainly your diesel, your IP product, your HFO products, catalytes. Those products are used to burn. It burns 2 times to 3 times than coal. So they are used for electricity, to generate electricity as well. Yeah.
And the last few months have been very difficult for many businesses across the country, especially within the transport sector, I think, for the first few months. How did the COVID-19 pandemic impact your business specifically?
Yeah, it did affect us tremendously. It did affect us, I don't want to lie to you. So, first things first, most of our profitable routes are cross-border routes, or else the borders were closed. And then you'll tend to find, instead of crossing through into Botswana within a day, you spend 3 days there getting the drivers tested for COVID-19, waiting 72 hours to get their results. I remember at some stage, one of our guys tested positive in Gaborone. He was quarantined that site for 14 days, and we had to make arrangements to get him food that site, to export the truck back from Botswana into South Africa, fumigate the truck, make it disinfect it, and make it safe for the next driver to drive it. So, yeah, we've been facing serious issues with COVID-19, and we had to restructure a lot of stuff to live in the new world.
And what were some of the key factors that you obviously had to do differently to survive during this period?
Right. So, first of all, downscaled our employees, mainly the truck drivers, working in skeleton numbers, mitigating the risk for them not to be exposed in the virus. And then, so we did that mainly. And then also in the office, we had to close down the office for a couple of days for fumigation, disinfecting it, making sure that the staff working in the office are safe as well. So, yes.
How have you then adapted to the new COVID-19 standards as a business?
We sat down as a team with my management, and then we went back to the drawing board to restructure most of the stuff. So take, for instance, putting the precautions in order to safeguard our drivers, your sanitizers, your face mask, and everything that goes with it. So we had to sit down and then replan on how we, instead of running full capacity, exposing drivers, like doing two shifts, we downgraded to one shift per truck, having one driver, and then we obviously meeting our clients' requests. So, yeah, we had to move stuff around, just to survive in this new world.
You know, in March, we were put on alert level 5. That was obviously the beginning of the lockdown. But currently, as a country, we are on alert level 1. Now that the lockdown has eased, are you investing into your business?
Yes. So when we were in level 5, we used the opportunity to invest more time into our current business and tender for new projects that were upcoming after the lockdown, obviously, that were upcoming, designed new models on how we're going to survive in the new world. So we invested a lot of time packaging ourselves and presenting to our clients the new structure and the new ways we're going to do business. And that has been paying off. It has been paying off. One of the contracts that was recently awarded, it's a cross-border contract to DRC. So that was planned before the lockdown. We went through that and then, we planned that. Now it's being executed as I'm talking to you.
And for those of you who've just joined us, we are taking care of business on Rise FM, discussing APSA agility and how the bank is helping SMMEs recover from the effects of the lockdown regulations on businesses. Now, Vusi, you're obviously a bank with APSA. So how has APSA come in to maybe provide support for you and your business during this difficult period?
I'd like to say thank you so much to my business banker, which is Siva. I didn't believe into getting payment relief. I heard about it from the radios, the TVs by that time. And then she came to me and said, Lucy, you know what, we need to apply this for you so that it can give you a relief in terms of your asset vehicle finance so that you can focus on the other stuff that are beyond APSA's control. So APSA was there. They were definitely there. They gave us a 3 months payment holiday, of which we didn't pay for all our vehicles that are financed with them. That cash flow assisted us assisted us very, very well in terms of not losing our employees. We could afford to pay their salaries because we are an essential service provider. So we kept on working by that time. So we had to pay them full salaries. We couldn't cut their salaries, you know. So that assisted us a lot.
And what practical tips can you give to other business people on how to adapt during these difficult times?
First of all, breathe. You know, when you are in a business, you are in a life competition. You are out there in the field all alone by yourself. You will find barriers that you will need to cross through. Mm. And yeah, for one, you need to take yourself and health into consideration. Calm down, no panic at all. Sit down and restructure and do proper planning. Proper planning is very, very important because that will assist you in terms of restructuring how you currently do things. So on my side, I had a very strong team with me whereby we sat and then we decided to, you know what, we're going to prioritize our staff, prioritize our people not to lose their jobs. So we sat back and then we cut it on some costs that were unnecessary. And then, yeah, we managed to save our people.
So APSA recently launched a TV campaign, which is all about we do more so you can. Now, when you think of your business, what does the I can mean to you?
I can means to me there's nothing impossible. There's nothing impossible in life. Wherever you are, whatever business you do, you invest a lot into it, you put on your energy into it. With the right financial structure, financial support that we're getting from APSA, we are able to overcome a lot of challenges that we are facing. So, yeah, I would say that nothing is impossible at all.
Thank you so much, Vusi, for your time.
Thank you so much, Sisi.
Now that we've heard from the owner of Siyakhulisa Trading Enterprise, Mr. Vusi Mkuna, let's turn back to APSA's managing executive in Mpumalanga and KwaZulu-Natal, that's Ronnie Mbatsane. So, Ronnie, what are your thoughts on the relationship between APSA and small businesses like the one Vusi is currently running?
Our strategy is very, very centered around small medium enterprises. We see the small medium enterprises as a very growth node for not only the South African economy, but also it's a very good sector to create, employment opportunity. There's a lot of entrepreneurs and startups that are in that space that we want to further develop as a bank. We've created, divisions like an enterprise development, Zingisa, that allows companies to, get in and start up, especially those that have got no history of trading, and sometimes those that they cannot mitigate the risk in terms of borrowing money from the bank with what we call security or collateral. So we have created that by design, making sure that we allow businesses that are emerging to participate in the formal economy.
Mm. And any parting words maybe for us, just reflecting over the past 4 weeks of what APSA has done for small businesses?
No, we're extremely proud of what we have done as a bank, and we hope that our customers have received it very positively. The Siyakhulisa Trading Enterprise is again another example of how involved as a bank we are to our customers. Our approach is that of partnering, and we want to make sure that we continue playing a role as a prudential, bank into the society, and also making sure that we do more for our customers so that they actually care.
Thank you so much, Ronnie, for your time.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And that was APSA's managing executive in Mpumalanga and KZN, Ronnie Mbatsane, on APSA agility and how the bank has stepped in to assist small businesses negatively affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. You are still listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chiba.
The APSA Business Agility Series was proudly brought to you by APSA. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity.
Can I? Can I keep my business agile during tough times? With APSA, I can. I can get access to funding, showcase my expertise to new markets, and gain exposure to networking opportunities.
Change the way that you do business. Speak to your business banker or call us on 0800-227-592 to find out how we can support you to keep your business agile. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity. Absa is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
The trends, the transactions.